listener production.
With your Queensland news briefing, good morning, it's Rosie O'Brien. The Premier has faced a grilling this morning following the release of the landmark Coaldrake report. Anastasia Palaszczuk didn't front the media yesterday, saying she had to undergo dental surgery. She has today accepted all 14 recommendations made in the review into culture and accountability in the Queensland Public Service. Queensland Police Commissioner Katerina Carroll is leading a push for school leavers and other late teens to apply to become a cop. She says there'll be one essential job requirement for young applicants.
We want them here at 18. They will be out on the road at 18 and a half. They have to have their green P's. So that is also a proviso in this, not their red P's, but their green P's.
The government hopes to attract up to 1,000 trainees a year. Banana growers are appealing to Queenslanders to stock up on their nutritious, low-cost fruit. With labour shortages and oversupply, the yellow fruit's at its best value in years.
The current banana market in the fresh produce segment of things is in a really interesting situation where a lot of growers have got plentiful amounts of produce that is just not getting packed. And so that's resulting in a lot of waste. And we are asking consumers to be aware of and to get in behind the beautiful, humble banana.
North Queensland grower Paul Inderbitson speaking there. And Queensland toll roads will increase their fees from July 1, costing commuters more than $6 after Brisbane's consumer price index inflation hit 6%. Updating sport now, and the Globetrotters Spread Game Tour across Australia and New Zealand begins today in Queensland. The Harlem Globetrotters American Exhibition Basketball Team performs hundreds of live shows across the world, and a sold-out event is happening on the Gold Coast tonight before it travels north to Townsville on Friday. The show is then back in Brizzy on Saturday before heading to Sydney.
Listener.